Can making textiles lead to stress relief? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Collier, assistant professor of clinical psychology at Northern Arizona University, describes the merits of giving yourself a break by being creative.
After having three children in little more than a year, I turned to my hobby, making textiles for stress relief. It worked. When I needed a break and made fiber arts, I was rejuvenated with my family. As a psychologist, I began questioning why. What was the therapeutic value of making art? What I found was surprising, yet validating. We recently finished a laboratory study with women textile enthusiasts. We took a series of saliva samples before, during, and after the experiment, which included having the participants reminisce about an angry, provoking situation. The women who made art after remembering the upsetting experience had better outcomes. That is, they returned to a happier, less angry place more quickly. What surprised me was that their inflammatory immune response also showed improvement, especially compared to the control group. The difficult emotional memory had less of a biological impact on their bodies because they had made handcrafts. Our theory is that activities that are stimulating and are very engaging are the best types of activities to fix a bad mood and deflect the potential health impact of that bad mood. My newer research shows that for men and women, crafting, do-it-yourself activities, home arts like baking and gardening, and even hunting all work, as long as the activity is so engaging that you can't think about your problems and it makes you feel happy. We frequently abandon what works for us when faced with too much stress. My research validates the need to keep doing it.
That was Anne Collier of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I'm going to knit myself a sweater. A sweater that will keep me warm at night. Just how many